Hey there, and welcome to the Know Where You Want to Go Travel Podcast. I'm Cam DeYoung, your host, and so glad to be here for the first episode of 2024. It doesn't seem like it's been 3 months, wow, since the last podcast, but I'm glad to be here. And today's topic is going to be talking about checked bags and baggage fees, and we'll also talk in the airline industry about some of the up-and-coming airlines that are going into some underserved areas and how cool that could be for your travel, whether it's in the spring, summer, fall, or winter, whenever that might be, as some of this is coming up in the future. But let's look at those checked bag fees. And what's happening is you're seeing that these fees are increasing, and by $5 is the trend. And it was really Alaska Air, and I believe right after them or right before them, United, that caused this little streak to start happening. And American and Delta have followed suit by increasing these bag fees to $35 on average. I know I paid $35 to check my bag on Alaska recently, and I was kind of surprised that Alaska led the way on this, because Alaska's a really good airline, you know, despite some of the problems with the planes. And that's another topic for another day and not for this podcast on Boeing planes. But despite that, you know, Alaska has wonderful customer service. They have, you know, just clean planes. It's always been a pleasure to travel with them. But I was like, man, $35 for just checked bag fee. And then, of course, the others following suit. But why do people, you know, not check their bags? Because here's where we're going with this. As you look at Southwest, they have two bags fly free. So you get two free checked bags with your ticket. And I always wonder why airlines, and this is a lot of industries, it's not just airlines, it's a lot of industries, why don't they bundle this into their ticket price? Why not, instead of charging $250 for a ticket one way, charge $285 for that ticket one way? But when you look at Southwest, even though they give you the two free checked bags, tons of people still carry on bags that I would suggest should be checked. I never carry anything on that, you know, that's heavy or would need to go in the overhead bin. I pack in my backpack, whether it's my laptop, my tablet, my diabetes supplies, my medication, and an extra pair of shorts and other clothes just in case my luggage doesn't make it. But it's less than 1% of luggage is lost or damaged. And that's between November 2022 and January 2023. So that's during the winter time. That's a study. And I'm just glanced at that study. I wanted to have that number. Less than 1% is lost, but yet people don't want to check their bags. So even if it was bundled, I do wonder how many people would not check their bag. But I also wonder about the customer service levels, the perceived customer service level, or the perception of flyers when it comes to having that bundled, if they would feel better, or even if it's 10% more people would check their bags voluntarily if it was bundled, or if it was just not really bundled. It's not like you say, hey, we're going to give you a price of $285 and that's because we really want you to check that bag. So we're putting that in there as a bundle price. It's not that. It's just like Southwest. That price is buried into their fare. Even if their fares are lower, as they are sometimes, that price is included in there. And I think the same thing could be done with food and beverage. A lot of people don't buy food on the plane. They pick it up at an airport restaurant or at one of the convenience centers at an airport. Not a ton of people buy alcohol on planes from what I see. You know, why not, you know, again, $10, $15, you know, and you include like a free enhanced snack, or you offer that, you know, instead of some of the crazy pretzels and stuff that are on there. Do people want that? I don't know. I've not seen studies on that, but I would suppose that one reason people don't like to fly is, one, I had to pay to check my bags. And another reason is the food stinks. It's not that good unless you're flying first class and paying sometimes hundreds of dollars more, if not more, for that privilege. And, you know, the drinks, you know, you know, some airlines don't offer any drinks, soft drinks, or anything. They nickel and dime that, and that works. So the way I see it is, there's really two ways that this could work out really well. You have the Spirit and Frontier way, and you have the kind of the more mainstream Delta, you know, Alaska, et cetera, way. And Southwest is kind of there in the middle, because they're already including the checked bags. But you can get nickel and dimed by the Frontiers and Spirits of the world. You know, if you have no frills and you're just going for the ride, sure, that might work for you. But even so, you're starting to see some cracking down on the other end of it too. Whereas on Frontier, you have to, in Spirit, there's charges for carry-on items. For now, with Alaska, I remember when I flew them and was for a work trip a couple of weeks ago, they were adamant about, you know, everything under the sun being a personal item. A fanny pack, which in yesteryear wouldn't be considered a personal item, was now a personal item. So I'm not sure how many people were wearing fanny packs on that flight, but that's not something that you typically see as a personal item. So I thought that was odd. So it's more of that push. Okay, we're going to charge $5 more for your checked bags, but we're also going to make it tougher for you to carry things on. There's just got to be a better way, as I think about it. There's got to be a better way to provide customer service where it would be painted in just better. You know, why not? Okay, we're going to cut down on carry-ons or what your personal item can be, but congratulations. Well, you really paid for it, because we increased ticket prices by $35. We're not going to charge for your first checked bag. You know, that seems like a better route. And I don't understand if there's a regulatory environment or something around it, because it's not just in that industry. There's all sorts of industries. You could just look this up of why things are not bundled. Why are things not, you know, included, like all inclusive? You know, you go to an all inclusive resort, for example, and you get everything and you pay a flat price, and that's what you get. Why are airlines not doing the same thing where it's all inclusive, unless you book first class and then it's all inclusive, but you're paying quite a bit for it. Again, it's, you know, man, 0.7% is another number in the first quarter of 2022, 0.7% of bags are lost. I mean, are damaged or whatever. That's such a low risk. That's 1 in 100, you know, and think about it, you know, yeah, it can happen. I've lost my bags before. I've had my bags misplaced, but I can't just carry on what you need for at least 1 or 2 days. If you do that, you're fine. You're totally fine. And you don't have to worry about it. But what I want to take out of this, or what I want you to take out of this episode today, is airlines should be thinking differently. They should be thinking more uniquely about what they can do with things. And Frontier is now, you know, offering the ability to pay for basically the middle seat, or pay for one of the first two rows, and the middle seat will be open. So you're basically paying for that extra space there. You see Breeze Airways coming in, as I mentioned at the front of the show, underserved markets. Spirit, after their acquisition or their merger when JetBlue fell through, they pulled out of Manchester, New Hampshire, one of my favorite airports in the country. It's such a convenient airport if you're going to New England. And they pulled out of there, and then Breeze Airways now going to start flying into Manchester from Fort Myers, Florida, which is awesome. And that's going to be such a fun trip to take. I can't wait for that, to be able to visit New Hampshire using Breeze Airways. And they have some interesting concepts. They, you know, they do it. They bundle. They, you know, your base fare is not going to include a checked bag, but eventually you could get one of their higher tiers, and it includes what would be one of their first class seats and a checked bag. So they're doing that, you know, not for an astronomical price either. You're not going to pay, for example, you might see a typical airline that you could pay $400 for a round trip economy flight, but the first class could be $1,500 to $2,000 on some flights. In this case, you would see a flight that an economy flight might be $300, and then the upgrade for what would be equivalent to a first class seat plus the amenities would be $450, $500. So you look at that as a round trip. Okay, that's $70 in bag fees saved. You're going to get the convenience of priority boarding. You're going to get the convenience of having food on board, drinks on board. You're likely going to get your bags first. There's a lot of great conveniences there, and that makes it more valuable. And you would hope and think that these other airlines would kind of come to the middle on that and see what the Southwest way, which is great with the checked bags and encouraging people to check bags by including it in the fare and looking at the extremes of it and bringing it to the middle where like a perfect world might be, I book my airline ticket. It's going to cost me $35, $50, $75 more than normal, but it's going to include maybe an upgraded snack, a premium drink, or if I wanted that, or it may include, you know, or include the checked bag, of course, and not having to worry so much about carry-ons. So what do you think about that? It'd be interesting to know what you think about that. You know, it's something, you know, that I think there's a lot of opportunity for change in the way airlines and airports and et cetera are run. You know, you see it in a lot of areas. So I'm going to leave that there today. There's no intro or outro music on this podcast. I really wanted to get something out there that was fruitful and maybe energized us all to think about how air travel could be better and different. So reach out, you know, to your favorite airline and say, hey, you know, why don't you just jack that price up by $35 and include a bag. Again, yeah, if we know it's increased by $35, we're going to balk at it. But the average consumer, if they did that over time, people would be like, well, that's just the cost of flying. And it's just convenient because now I don't have to worry about pulling my credit card out at the counter or at the check-in kiosk and paying for this bag separately. It's all included. There's so many conveniences that we forget about that could be really, really cool if they did it. So happy travels to you. I look forward to getting back on track with this podcast. And I have some other things coming out as well over the next few weeks. So stay tuned. Visit camjohntravel.com and sign up there and see what's going on in that world. And we'll be back. And as I mentioned before, we're going to get guests. I promise you. I've had actually several people reach out about being on this. I just got to get it coordinated for excellence to make sure it's going to work out right. But thank you so much. Please like this, subscribe to this podcast, follow this podcast, and leave us a review. Leave me a review. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of spring. Summer will be here before you know it. And we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye.